Got a Bible, look with me there. Been reading some in Job. Amen. And it's a good book. It's a trial. It's a book of trials. Job went through it. And a lot of people's got a lot of thoughts on why Job went through it and what he went through. But I really believe God. My friend showed some things in this thing about Job. That Job, thank God, was a man that didn't curse God. He didn't curse God. He did curse the day he was born, Brother Redmond, but he didn't curse God. Amen. That's right. He was. Amen. Sean, listen, there nobody can compare himself to God. Even God said, this is a man that fears God. Amen. He said, Job fears God. They said, there's not another man on earth like him. That's what he said about him. He said, the man above, the man was perfect, upright, and one that feared God and eschewed evil. Amen. He was a rich man, too. He had a lot of wealth. Hey, God. But of course, he lost that. And then at the end of his life, he got it back. Amen. He got double. Amen. In fact, he lived full of years. Amen. He experienced some great things, but he went through some hardships. And the Christian life's hardships. I mean, there's hardships in the Christian life. I was thinking today about that, the hardships of the Christian life. And Job knew about that. He knew the hardships of life. Amen. Listen, even I believe it's over there in the Scripture in James. He said, remember the patience of Job. Patience is enduring things. That's really what patience is. Patience is cheerful endurance, having the endurance of God in you to endure some things. In the book of Job 14, the Bible said in verse 1, man that is born of a woman is a few days and full of trouble. And so we know that Adam wasn't born of a woman, and we know Eve wasn't born of a woman, but we know Cain and Abel was born of a woman. Of course, the first sin come through the first man, Adam, but we know tonight, amen, that there is trouble in life. We know trouble. We know life's a short time upon earth. Amen. That's why he said in verse 5, he's appointing his bounds that he cannot pass. He's not going to pass the bounds. It shows the sovereignty of God in his time and allowance of time on earth. Amen. I know people can cut their life short by their actions sometimes, but I do believe God set up that thing, brother, and I believe tonight that God's got a day of death. He said there's a day to be born, there's a day to die. Remember the Ecclesiastes writer under the sun? He seen them things that was his, what his vision was. He saw men born, he saw people die. That's just the way it is. One generation ariseth, another generation cometh. I spoke about Brother Robert. He'll be 95 on Friday. His generations passed on. There wouldn't be many people left in his class. Amen. That's right, because his generation passed his own. Thank God my generation will pass on. There's another generation arising. Right here it is. Thank God, these young people tonight. And we look at this thing tonight. There is troubles in life. There is, my friend, restlessness and fear and noise and things around us that trouble us. We can't play like it don't. We can't say that it never does. These things affect us tonight. We are affected by things around us. A lot of times we think that we reach a point that we're not moved by that. And God allows it to move us to show our weaknesses and show how frail we are and show how we need God. Amen. We never reach a point that we until we're taken out of here that we don't have weaknesses. We don't have difficulties. We don't have trials of life. We're going to have them. There's no doubt about it. And Job said that. He said, man's born of a woman. And he's few days here on earth and he's full of trouble. He has a lot of troubles in life. I'm glad we can take them to the Lord in prayer tonight. One of the greatest verses in the Bible was from 1 Peter 5, 7. Might have been to the preacher, Brother Todd. But it's applicable to everybody. Cast your care upon him. For he care for you. You can tell him about it. You can go get in a secret place and just tell the Lord. Amen. I mean just tell the Lord. Thank God I'm glad to just tell the Lord. Amen. You can tell him some things about, amen, you might not understand. It gets you off. It gets it off to you. Amen. I've told the Lord, Lord, I don't understand this. Don't know why. Thank God. But I know he knows. Amen. Everything ain't revealed to me. Amen. I thank God the things he does reveal.
revealed to me. I don't understand sometimes. I don't know the battles that I go through in life sometimes and why I'm going through them and the mental attacks and things such as that. And you're going to have them in this life. It's just a fact. We're all in the same boat. Nobody's, thank God, been perfected yet to the completeness that we will be one day. And long as you're in this flesh, you're going to have troubles. You're going to have bad days. It can be a good day. It's according to how your mindset. And rejoice in the fact of whatever you go through, He's still God and He's in charge of all things. And I'm telling you, if you believe in sovereignty tonight like I do, in a child of God's life, there's nothing. I said nothing. Amen, my friend, happens for an accident. It happens by purpose. Thank God all things work together for good. Other than them that love God, who are the called according to His purpose. If you're in His family tonight, there's a purpose in everything in your life and what you go through and what I go through. And under God, I can't understand it sometimes. But I can rejoice in the fact that He's in charge. And God allowed this in my life and God's going to work in this. And sometimes I wonder how He can. But I know He's God and He knows what to do. And brother, the battle is tough, but the victory's sweet tonight. Amen. And you don't know, listen, you don't know how to get up unless you fall. Amen. You don't know how to solve a problem or let God solve a problem in your life till you have them. Amen. Wouldn't be nice. Thank God we don't live in paradise. We got God in us. We don't live in paradise. We live in a world that hates God. We live in a world that don't care nothing about the things of God. Amen. We're in the minority in this world. And with God, God alone is the majority. He's running this thing. God don't need me. I need God. Amen. That's right. God. Hey, God told, listen. God, I believe in the book of Job somewhere. God said, hey, God, I was self-existing. Amen. Before you ever was born. Amen. I'll tell you this. I found out tonight that God does as He pleases. And God has favor on us. It's a favor of God tonight. Amen. To be blessed of God. To be able to sit down and eat a meal tonight. Thank God to be able to sleep tonight. That's a blessing of God. I know a man that still can't sleep. Amen. He has been to all kind of doctors. And he said, I just can't sleep. I prayed with him. And he told me not long ago he's doing better. But he can't sleep. Thank God for a rest at night. Thank God for a meal to eat. Thank God I got clothes to wear. Thank God I got a place to stay tonight. I tell you, I'm highly blessed. I'm favored. I live in a country tonight, thank God, that's got freedom. Thank God we still do. I can still preach like this. I can still attend the house of God like this. I've been blessed to God tonight. I'm telling you, you've been blessed. There's nobody, thank God, blessed like His people are tonight. We're blessed in heavenly places. We're blessed in Christ tonight. Amen. Thank God. That's right. Got health and strength tonight. You got blessed too, buddy. I talked about that heart surgery some, but I feel like, thank God, a young man tonight. Amen. I don't think my heart's too young. Amen. But I feel young. Amen. You say, what's that mean? I don't know. Amen. But I just feel good. I might feel bad after I get through doing this. Amen. God, but I'm telling you, you better listen. Bear the youth. Amen, brethren. Listen. Bear the yoke in the youth. Amen. That's when you're strong. Amen. That's when you told me to get out of the way. You pick it up. Amen. That's right, because I can't pick it up. Amen. I can try. But I just ain't got the strength I used to have. But I'll tell you, bear it while you're young. Enjoy it while you're young. Amen. Brethren, I'm telling you, you live hard, you die hard. Amen. That's right. Somebody said, I've been drove hard, put up wet. I said, I understand that. But I'll tell you, I ain't been drove too hard. God's been merciful to me. Amen. I might be before I get out of here. But I'm telling you, I'm highly blessed tonight. Like the song said, He loves me like His only child. He loves me like that. I can't understand it. He's so good to me. Thank God, I'm telling you. Amen. To God tonight, I'm telling you, I'm highly blessed. Amen. Thank God, I don't know why. But Saul, he just wanted to do it. Amen. That's right. Thank God I had a good childhood. Amen. I wasn't saved, but I had a good childhood. I was raised in a good day. I guess all you folks, amen, it's a little older, said it was a good day then. Even so, it's hard days. Thank God it was good days. Amen. That's right. Everybody knew their neighbors. Amen. Thank God you'd go out and play in the yard, ride your bike up the street. Didn't have to worry about nothing. Amen. Thank God just raised in that kind of freedom. Just to enjoy life. Children ought not worry tonight. Thank God these children ought not worry tonight. They ought to enjoy their childhood. Thank God they ought to know mom and daddy loves them. And they ought to know, thank God, they can enjoy life. You don't have to worry about bills. Amen. You don't have to worry about pressures. Thank God you ought not have to worry about that. It's just about that tonight, friend. Amen. God's got a way about this thing. Amen. While you're young, enjoy it, thank God. I still enjoy life. I told my wife, thank God, we've been married now for 39. And I said, I'll tell you what, I got some miles left. Amen. And some gas in the tank, thank God. That's just the way I think. You got to have the mindset. Amen. You can't die, friend. Thank God there is a day you're going to die. Thank God, but stay with it. Go with it. We're going to be cut down like a tree one day. Life's going to end. And I want to live it to the fullest. Thank God till I take my last breath. Amen. That's right. You know what? You know what? How you think has a lot to do with how you live. Yes, it does. Brother, listen. God help. I got elbow arthritis. Amen. I told my wife, I said, I don't know what it is. Doctor said, you got arthritis in your elbows. Amen. Ain't got, what God got to complain about? There's some people in wheelchairs. But I'm going to tell you what, if I got up every morning and say, oh, it's me. Oh, my elbows hurt. I can't do nothing today. I know some people like it and they can't. I understand that. And I'm going to tell you, thank God you got to get that mind thinking. Amen. That's right, son. You got to say, wait a minute. I serve God in heaven. I might not can do some things. There's some things I can do. Amen. I'm going to go with it. Amen, brother. Listen. Thank God there might be a few days, but thank God live them to the fullest. Amen. That's right. Praise God. How much time we waste in this life. Amen. You know, some days are that way. You ever got to the end of the day and said, I didn't get much done today? Amen. Some days it's like that. Amen. You can't do nothing about it. Amen. That's right. You had to go to the doctor in the morning, come home, was wanting to mow the grass. The time you got home, thank God it was time to eat lunch. Amen. Thank God your uncle called and you talked to him an hour before you know it's supper time. Amen. That's right. Some days it's like that. You can't do nothing about that. Amen. That's just life, friend. Let me tell you what the problem is. We live too much negative mindset. Amen. We don't believe. Listen, if we believe God's in control, we'd have to believe, thank God, with joy that He's in control of our lives. Amen. Job knew that, but I'm telling you, he had a struggle, friend. Amen. But I do this. Job said, when you try me, I'll come forth as gold. The things I go through is for God's glory and my own purpose. Amen. There's nothing too hard for God. Nothing God can't do tonight in my life, in your life, whatever it is you need done. Thank God. God knows how to take care of it. He ministers to it. Thank God. He said there's appointed bounds, and he goes and talks about that tree that's cut down. Amen. He got there in the verse number 10, and he said, but man dieth and wasteth away. Yea, man giveth up the ghost. And where is he? Where is he? Son, the way you live is the way you're going to die. Old Billy Sunday said it, and he said, you can't die right if you don't live right. Probably a pretty good saying. But I'll say this, you can't die right if you haven't been saved. You're going to have to be saved. If you're not saved, I pray God saves you. Because death is coming. Death is coming. There's no promise of tomorrow. In fact, we don't know about tomorrow, for it's not here yet. Boast not thyself of tomorrow. I don't know if I'll make it tomorrow. I might not. You might not. Amen. There's been people younger than me to die with aneurysm to the brain. Kill them instantly. People die with heart attacks. This girl that's younger than me died of a heart attack. I mean, just immediately died of the heart. They called, and I knew who she was. And they said she just died. She was a coach at the school. and said she just died. I mean, just died. Had a massive heart attack. Probably wasn't over 45 years old. And people think they got the monopoly on life. You don't have the monopoly on life. You don't know how long you're going to live. He said, man does die. Job said that. Man dieth and wasteth away. Amen. This body's a wasting away. It's frail. It gets old. You're not going to turn back age. Age is age. Amen. Keep yourself up. Do the best you can. But you're going to get old. Amen. That's right. Brethren, listen. A man's decaying. Man, my friend, is not getting better. His body ain't getting no better. Amen. That's right. You say, you can't do what you done 10 years ago. Amen. If you keep up with yourself, you know, a little bit, you might have some little bit better chance. But the thing of it is, you're going to get old. You don't know when a health problem's coming. Amen. My wife, her cousin's husband not long ago, healthy man. I mean, played, thank God, a lot of sports. Worked out here at Food Line. Thank God, all of a sudden, one day, his whole side had that stroke. Amen. It can happen to anybody. You don't know when it's going to happen. Health's a gift of God tonight. Amen. Listen, friend, it is from God. It's a blessing. Even the John said, I pray that you prosper and be in good health. Amen. That's right. Thank God for health. Don't it feel good to feel good? It sure does to me. Amen. Thank God it feels good to eat a good meal. It feels good, thank God, to have some strength. It feels good to be able to get out and walk. It feels good to think right and think clear and think clean. It feels good. But one day that body's going to drop. That's right. He said, he said, where is he? That's the question. Where is he? Where are you going to be 100 years from now? You'll be somewhere. The man within you does not die. That's right. Your body will. Amen. Your body's going to die, but your soul and spirit are going to live, friend. Thank God. He said, remember the rich man? He had eyes to see. He had a soul. Brethren, he said, Lazarus, he may dip his water, finger in water and cool my tongue, for I'm tormented in this flame. Remember that man in Luke 12? It was a parable at the time, but it's the truth. He said, soul, thou hast laid up all these goods. He said, you're a fool, the night thy soul's required of thee. That's what he said. Amen. Thank God, I could be the richest man in the world. Not I am pretty rich. Amen. Not in world's goods, but in the goods of God. Amen, buddy. I got a home on the other side. And I ain't built it nor paid for it. Amen. Thank God, I got a family waiting on me on the other side. It's bigger than, amen, the family in this world. Amen. I got it. Thank God, I got a new body waiting on me. Amen. This one's got to drop. I'm going to get a new one. Amen. I tell you, thank God, I'm a rich man tonight. I've got an inheritance that fadeth not away. That's reserved in heaven, thank God. And brother, I'm telling you, one day, thank God, I'll have it. Amen. Amen. That's right. So, wealth is if it ain't got you. Amen. You can't serve God in mammon. The more you get, the more you want. When's the last time we had to pray some in? Thank God. I'm glad for the blessings of God. Amen. He said this, where is he? Where are you going to be? Are you saved? When you never told the church you was. What do you think I'm going to do when I get up and preach your funeral if you go before me? I'm going to dig something up. Somebody said, what do you do when you preach somebody funeral that you don't know whether they're saved? Say some things you know about them and preach to the people there. It's a whole lot easier to preach a funeral if somebody testified and lived for God than it is somebody didn't. Because you want to help them people there, but the fact of it is you can't lie and say something you don't know. God have mercy. Then he said this, he believed in the resurrection. It's amazing how he said he believed in the resurrection. Here's the book of Job, called the oldest book written in the Bible. He believed in the resurrection. He's seen him at the last day. He's seen him, Brother Joe. He's seen him. By faith, Job's seen him. Amen. This is what he said. I know my Redeemer liveth. I know he's alive. Thank God I know he's alive. You say, how you know? Thank God I've seen him. Amen. I've seen him. Thank God I've seen him alive. He's not in the tomb. Thank God he's coming back. Amen. He's coming again. Thank God I got that promise tonight. I'm thankful, brother. Listen, I've got some people on the other side I want to see. Right. We got some people on the other side I want to see, Brother Robert. Amen. Think about them quite often. I asked Aaron another night, we was talking. I said, what day was it your daddy left and went to God, be with the Lord? He says, August 1st. That's the next week. Hard to believe he's, Brother Randy's been gone to be with the Lord a year. But it ain't a year there. It's forever there. Amen. It's a year to us. But he's forever living there. Amen. You'll never have to move again. Thank God, buddy. I'm telling you, you know what? I'm telling you, what a day. Thank God I can't comprehend it all in my mind. But I'm telling you this, brethren. Listen. Thank God, when we get there, it'll be a glad day. Amen. Paul said it's far better, what he said. Verse 14, he said this, if a man dies, shall he live again? Boy, it'd be sad tonight to not have no hope as others which have no hope. It'd be sad to go out by a cemetery and put somebody in the ground and say, well, won't never see them again, ain't no hope. Boy, you cling to that hope tonight. Without hope, buddy, I'm telling you, there's no expectation or assurance or peace or anything. Hope, thank God. I'm hoping. Thank God it ain't a false hope, neither is a sure hope. It's a sure, steadfast hope. I'm anchored within the veil. I've got that hope tonight. Thank God I ain't holding the anchor, and the anchor's holding me. Amen, son, it's got a hold of me. Thank God that hope that I got is steadfast and sure. Thank God, buddy, I'm as saved as I ever will be, and I'm going to be with him. I'm seated up there right now. I got a seat, thank God. He said, there's Joel's seat. I don't know what I'll be called there. I might be called Brother Hyde. I don't know, but I know I got a seat there, and I know I got my name written in the last book of life. And I think it'll say Joel Anthony Hyde. Amen, written in the book of life by the foreknowing of God before the world began. Thank God, I believe that book's complete. Everything's complete in God because it's complete in Christ. Everything he done, free, and thank God he knew. Thank God nothing has by surprise to him. But I'll tell you this tonight. Thank God, friend, I'm just saying that we have a hope tonight. Thank God we got a hope tonight. Amen. God help us. All the days of my appointed time will I wait. Notice this, till my change comes. He said, I'm waiting on my change.
Yeah.
What he said, he's waiting on his change. Amen. He said, I'm going to be changed. Amen. He said, I wonder what they're doing now up there. I don't know. I just know they're in a good place. I know they're in the sweet by and by. I know they're on the other side. Amen. I don't know what they're doing up there right now. I mean, thank God, there's not a lot said about that right now. I believe, thank God, in Revelation 5, I don't believe that's taking place yet because all the kindred hadn't got home. All the people of God hadn't got home. I believe that's after all the people of God get home. In Revelation 5, I saw all these people 10,000 times 1,000 times 1,000 praising God, singing, thank God, the song of the Lamb and the blessing of God and praising God and all the crowd of God. Amen. Singing, hey, redeem me by the blood. Thank God, I believe that, friend. I don't really know, but I know they're in a good place. The Bible said to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. And he said this, that precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of his saints. That's right. Amen. See, we sorrow here not because we don't know where they're at. We sorrow because they're gone. Amen. There's people tonight, I'd give big money to get to see them again in this earth in time. But it ain't happening. It ain't going to happen. You know, you'd like to see your mom again. I bet that you've dreamed about her sometime in your life that you felt like she was right in the room with you. Sometime probably dreaming down through the time. Somebody said, what about them dreams? I like them. Amen. I'm not preaching, I'm preaching, thank God, something I like. Amen.
some of the loved ones. I mean, I felt like my grandpa stood right there and said, Joey, I mean, son, I'm honest. I reached out to hug him and he was gone. You say, wonder why he did it. Probably on my mind, and God allowed me to do it for some purpose. Amen. I mean, I felt like, thank God, I've been raptured out before. Amen. I mean, there's something how you can feel like you're actually losing gravity and going up. Amen. Thank God, I hated to lose that one. Amen. But brother, listen, this is going to be reality one day. I ain't preaching about a dream. I'm preaching about a truth. I'm preaching about assurance. I'm preaching about something, thank God, that's greater. Amen. And I'm hoping my soul that I'm waiting until my change comes. Amen. Coming one day. Your change is coming one day. This corruption must put on incorruption. This mortal must put on immortality. Thank God, and I shall be changed. What? In a moment? In the twinkling of an eye? We shall all be changed. Because we've been changed. Amen. See, I'm a little sentimental. I mean, I'm probably at least 65% sentimental. I know a lot of people are sentimental. Some ain't sentimental one bit. I got a preacher brother. I said, how sentimental are you? He said, none. I said, well, I am. I got sentiment. I got some sentimental stuff in me. I mean, I ain't trying to save the tree that thank God somebody planted, but I got some sentimental places, some sentiment that people, you know, in my life. Amen. Most people that keep a lot of different stuff, they got some sentiment in it a little bit, you know. Amen. So that was my grandpa's bowling ball and went and got it the other day and shined it up, you know. It's my grandpa's bowling ball. Had his name on it, Bud. Got his bowling ball. Got my grandpa Levi Heights Bible. Something to me, you know. I mean, it's something to me. Amen. You say, where it's up there. I got, you know, I mean, you can't read but one Bible at a time. I probably got 30 in my room upstairs. And a lot of people give me Bibles, you know, put their name in it. It means something to me. I mean, I won't say this. Give it while you're living. Yes, sir. Amen. I don't know where I'm going with this, but I won't help you. Give it while you're living. Don't let your children fight over it when you died. Amen. That's right. Amen. That's right. Because one day we're going to die. One day we're going to die. Amen. We'd like to think, you know, when you're young, you don't think about people dying. You really don't. I didn't think about people dying. Amen. I didn't think, you know, when you're young, you don't think about that. But when you start to get older and you see all these people dying, that was your grandparents and people in your life and people you was around in church, and all these people start to die, you realize that the age is catching up with them and they're not going to live on this earth a long time. It's like a hand breath. It's a little while. It's a vapor that appears and dies. And Job said, I'm waiting till my change comes. I know, thank God, I'm going to die and I'm going to waste away. But when I do, I'm going to wait on Him. Amen. Because He resurrected. Amen. Thank God, son, I can't get a hold of that fully, but I like it a bit. Amen, son. No, I'm going to get out of this world. Amen. We don't really mean sometimes what we say, that I'm ready to go, because if you was, God would take you probably. He's going to take you when He's ready to take you. Amen. See, it's hard, Brother Joe. It's hard. It's hard on you. It's a lonely spot in your life. We prayed for you the other night and said, God, please help him. You're not going to replace that. You can't replace anybody that leaves out of here. You can't do it. There's always, you know, you go to the table and you think about Brother Redmond, and some of these has gone on early in life. And you used to sit at the table. Now the table don't mean as much to you. It's an empty spot. You know, I think about me and my wife. And I don't worry about that. But it is reality. Reality is reality. I think about Mom and Dad back there. Mama's, they both getting older. Daddy's 82, I believe. Mama's 79. How long are they going to live? Well, they're going to live forever in the spiritual world, but one day they'll be here. I might leave before they do, but it's just a fact, we're going to die, waste away, and where we're going to be, saved will be with the Lord. And I want to say this tonight, we are going to have a change one day. Job said, I'm looking for that change. Amen, I'm looking for it. I'm looking for it. I want to ask you a question. Are you ready to die? I want to ask you this. If you're not ready to live, you're not ready to die. You have to live before you die. Amen. And I'll tell you what that'll do to your own mind. It'll cause you to look at what's important in life and what's not. Amen. Amen. Man that's born of one is a few days full of trouble. May the Lord add his blessing to the Word of God. Let's stand tonight. I appreciate you hearing the Word of God.